The Spanish Announce Table.
Well, your eyes and ears do not deceive you. This is a brand new episode of the Spanish Announce Table. I know you've been waiting so long, but I do got to warn you, it's not your typical episode of the Spanish Announce Table. Now, Tom and I, we stopped abruptly not too long ago, and that is my fault. I wouldn't say it's my fault. It is because of me and my family situation. We've had a bit of a bad go of it lately with some family issues that have caused me to take a break. Now, everybody's fine. I appreciate any concerns that any of you may have. We're all here. We're all alive. Everything's going good, but I'm going to be busy for a while. I also combined with a rigorous new set of courses I'm taking for school. Just will not have the time. So, in the interim, we aren't able to do our regular weekly breakdown of all the wrestling, which is a bummer because there is a whole lot going on, right? Since we've been gone, we've had the AEW premiere. We've had NXT on USA premiere. We've had SmackDown on Fox premiere. A lot of premieres. Just everything going on. So we're going to leave that to these other poser podcasts, and you know who you are, especially you, and that, you know, Canadian bacon version of the Spanish Announce Table up there in America's hat. But whatever. It is what it is. My co-host, partner in crime, Tom, came up with an amazing idea. Got his hands on some brand new equipment and said, I want to go talk to some wrestlers. And I'm going to go, this is Tom speaking, said, I'm going to go to Journey Pro, an amazing new wrestling organization that's been around just shy of a year now in Kansas City. And I'm going to go talk to these wrestlers and I'm going to ask them what everybody's favorite segment of is when we do guest interviews. And that is Cinco Preguntas. So Tom went and did that at Journey Pro's most recent event, Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground. Yes, that's the name of their event, and you'll see more how cool their names are as we get into some of these interviews. Journey Pro is awesome. I can't say enough about them. Now, and that's with me not even being able to have been on site to see them live, but I've seen the Facebook videos. I've seen some of the YouTube. I've heard accounts from the wrestlers, the fans, Tom, right? Everybody says this thing is amazing, and it's just unique, right? They present themselves in a different way that's not, you know, typical of your average, everyday independent wrestling organization. They're awesome. If you get any chance to check them out online, in person, go do it. Can't speak highly enough of them so far, and I can't wait to go there and do some of this myself, man. I want to go ask some of these Cinco Preguntas, but for now, it's just Tom, right? Tom went on site, talked to a couple folks there, and I'll let him introduce them as he comes along, but we're going to kick it right off with owner-operator Ben Miller.
The Spanish Announce Table.
Spanish Announce Table, T-Mac now, joined with special guest Ben Miller, the co-owner of Journey Pro. Ben, first off, got an exciting event tonight. How are you feeling about it?
Feeling pretty good. Things are actually running really smoothly. Tonight, usually show day is a real stressful day, but today it's going really well. I'm very happy with our pre-sales. Wonderful. We're continuously drawing very well. So what more could a promoter ask for? It's going good so far.
So before we get into Cinco Preguntas, which is what we're here to do,
sure.
What event number is this? How many events have you now done here at Kansas Hall?
This will be number 9. Our one-year anniversary show will be next month, December 19th. It is called Die Hard is a Christmas Movie. And, that'll be our one-year anniversary. So this calendar year, we would have run 10 shows in Kansas City, which is pretty incredible for a company that just started a year ago.
That is awesome. All right, so now let's just get right into it.
Sure.
So question number 1, and these are going to be some hard-hitting ones, okay? So I hope you're ready.
Bring it.
Who is your favorite all-time pro wrestler?
Jesus, really, dude? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to.
They get better, too.
I'm going to have to. There's, like all-around wrestler, and then there's, like, my favorite, like, from the 80s and 90s. I'm going to say my favorite all-around pro wrestler, it's someone that has to have the total package, and that's not Lex Luger. Whether that's they have to have microphone ability, they have to be able to work, and there's different levels of work. But I would have to say probably my favorite all-time wrestler. Oh, man, this is really tough. I mean, it's kind of a cop-out answer, but I'm going to say Ric Flair.
That's a good one. We've heard that one a lot. So, yeah, definitely a good one there.
Yeah.
All right, so now second one, just as hard. What is your favorite all-time match? and I'll be a little bit easy on this one. We will accept multiple answers because obviously as a promoter, I imagine you probably have some that are near and dear to your heart that you've sure. booked. So, yeah. you know, we can get a little bit crazy with this one.
I would say so I'll answer this in two sets. My favorite match that I've ever booked was Shotzi Blackheart and Christian Rose, their blow-off earlier this year in Journey Pro. It was a seminal match in Journey Pro's history. I love Shotzi Blackheart and I love Christian Rose, and that match meant a lot to me. Got a little emotional at the end of that match. All-time favorite outside of things that I've booked. I would have to say, I really, really right now, and I'm going to say right now because it's the first thing that popped out into my head, I'm going to have to say the White Castle of Fear match between Big Van Vader and Sting. It's maybe one of the all-time, it is the best strap match that's ever been, and I'm a really huge Sting fan, and I think those two guys beat the living shit out of each other. I would have to say right now that's my favorite match of all time.
That's a great answer. That's an original one, too. We haven't really heard that one, so I like it a lot. All right, so moving right into question number three. Who has been the biggest influence for you in your pro wrestling career?
Well, because I'm actually, you know, because I'm actually in the business, thankfully, I love this business more than most things. The most influential person has got to be, it's a tie between Matt Jackson and Chris Goff. Those guys have both been wonderful people for me as far as ideas and just really caring about the business and teaching me things every day. But those guys have and Jeremy Wyatt, to be frank with you, Jeremy Wyatt and Gary J too. I'm gonna have to throw all four of those guys in there.
That's awesome. Great answers there, man. This has been really good. All right, so as we move into question number four. What is your favorite pro wrestling term as far as like babyface, heel, kayfabe, all of that? What's your favorite pro wrestling term, or do you have one?
It's a tough one because I'm old school in a lot of respects. I don't like people outside the business using business terms, although I was guilty of it too before I got in. But I would have to say a simple one is rib or the drizzling shits. I use that far too often. My wife hates it. I'm like, man, that guy's the drizzling shits. And she's like, can you not say that's one of the most disgusting descriptive terms I've ever heard. So I'm going to say rib and drizzling shits.
That's awesome. I like that. That's a good one. We've heard that one before. Yeah, it's a universally accepted good one. All right, so the fifth one, and this is the curveball, okay? So now, put yourself in the shoes of a pro wrestler here, okay?
Okay.
So now we're booking you to the top. You're going to be the main event of Journey Pro, WrestleMania, whatever the main event is to you.
Okay.
Your program is you versus me. So what is the storyline?
Me versus you?
That is correct.
Am I heel or baby?
Whatever you want.
Well, I think that my personality would dictate that I'm probably going to be, I think you would be the heel, I'd be the baby face. One of the things that we would probably do is I'm really into old school stipulations, so I would probably book it where you are a cocky, arrogant son of a bitch on your way to the top. I would be the baby face chasing you from underneath. You would probably beat me at every turn, like everything that I tried to do in my own personal life, you would cut me off at the knees. And I would say that our story would last probably about a year. And then finally, we would probably have our blow-off match in a cage, and it would be the actual first time that we actually wrestled because you would run away from me every single time I tried to get you. But every single time I got close, I would get closer and closer to you. But I wouldn't really put hands on you until our final match. And then probably in our final match is when I would finally get a victory, and it would be for the title. So, and then on the way, you'd throw henchmen at me, you'd throw a couple other guys at me. You would just always keep me at arm's length so I couldn't get a hold of you. But when I did finally get a hold of you, and in the match, we wouldn't, because it's a cage match, I would want both of us to bleed most likely. You first, and then probably me, and then sorry, I'm going off here. And then the finish, it'd be about a 20-minute match, and then the finish would be me climbing out of the cage. I don't like the pinfall submission thing. It would me be beating you into a submission enough to where I could then exit the cage. And that would be my first victory. But then I wouldn't hold the title for very long because you would beat me very shortly after I won it from you.
That is awesome. That is one of the more detailed answers we've got.
Sorry, that was just off the top of my head.
That was great. It shows how creative you are. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
We're very excited for the show tonight. And again, journeypro.com.
JourneyProKC.com. Next show is December 19th when we present Die Hard is a Christmas Movie. Yes, that's the title of our wrestling show. Come on out and JourneyProKC.com. We're selling a ton of tickets, so thank you.
The Spanish Announce Table.
And that's what I'm talking about. Ben Miller, co-owner, Journey Pro. And don't forget that, Tom. It's JourneyProKC.com. But Ben, whoa, the Lex Luger snub? Come on, man. Lex Luger? Nah, I'm going to give you that one. Lex Luger sucks. Hey, he is awesome. Ben Miller has always been super nice to me and everyone I've ever seen. Met him before a couple years back, just kind of briefly. You know, we haven't had a whole lot of personal interactions, but always seemed like a good dude. Seemed very, very interested in pro wrestling and had his heart in it and has, from what I am to understand, changed a lot about his life to be in it. So more power to him, and I'm happy for all the success they're having there at Journey Pro. But let's get right into it. Tom then talked to two of the wrestlers on the card, and I just don't even want to waste any more time. Let's let Tom introduce the next guy to play Cinco Preguntas.
The Spanish Announce Table.
Spanish Announce Table, T-Mac here at the Journey Pro Show. Joined now by one of the best independent pro wrestlers going today, Kurt Stallion. Kurt, first off, how are you doing, man?
I'm chilling. How are you doing?
Doing good. Literally, we are out here outside of the venue, about 20 degrees, enjoying the weather, taking it in.
I don't have pants on.
That's another detail that is good for the listeners. So let's get right into it. This is called Cinco Preguntas, obviously, because we are the Spanish Announce Table. Five questions. First question, here it comes, hard-hitting. Who is your favorite all-time pro wrestler?
Randy Orton.
Easy. That's a good one. I like it. Now, would you like to expand on why?
When I was a kid, he was just fucking what I... Sorry if I cuss.
No, it's all good.
Sweet. That's naturally me. Anyways, he was just what I thought, like, the ideal form of badass was, essentially. And I was like, man, like, the way he carried himself, the way he wrestled, just the cool, cocky, just laid back, still could beat your ass kind of personality. And I was drawn to it.
Awesome. All right, second question as we keep going on. Favorite all-time match. And now you can answer this two ways, and both ways are okay. Best match you've ever been in, and best match you've ever watched. So you can answer both, or you can answer one. We really do it a freestyle here.
Best match I've ever seen was Katsuyori Shibata versus Tomohiro Ishii from the G1 Climax 23. Look it up. It's quite the spectacle. Yeah. Dave Meltzer gave it 5 stars, but I don't. I mean, I gave it 100. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I do know what that match, it was really good. Yeah. Shibata actually, I heard, is trying to maybe come back full time, maybe?
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. If he's medically okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, who has been, question three, who has been your biggest influence in your pro wrestling career?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a combination of guys, but I'd have to give it to Michael Elgin because he's the one that first took me in and trained me, like, to give me the foundation to what I am now. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right, now question four. Now, this one can be hit and miss. Some guys choose not to answer, so if you don't want to answer, by all means.
Shoot it.
But what is your favorite pro wrestling term as far as, like, babyface, heel, kayfabe, all of that? What's your favorite pro wrestling term?
Rat. No.
We've had that before. I like it.
That was just the first one I thought of that would be funny, honestly. I don't really use pro wrestling terminology very much, honestly. I feel like it's outdated in terms of, like, it was just for pro wrestlers for the longest time so that people wouldn't understand what we were talking about, but now everybody knows, so it's kind of just like, just call it like it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. All right, now here's the curveball, as I've mentioned to Ben Miller as well. So the fifth question is, we're booking you to the top, the main event. Now, the main event can be whatever you want, right? WrestleMania, AEW, Journey Pro.
Uh-huh.
The question is, it's you versus me. What is the storyline?
Versus you?
Versus me.
Well, I've been on a top run in WWE for about 5 years now, and people are starting to Roman Reigns and John Cena me. We're to the point where I'm making all the money, and people are like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then you come in, and you're this hot young upstart, and everybody's like, oh, give him the Daniel Bryan push. And then Vince is like, fuck it, let's make some money, and gives you the Daniel Bryan push. And then we go to WrestleMania, and I still win because I politic out of it.
That's awesome.
I don't actually politic. I think that's stupid. But, yeah, that's the story.
Awesome. I like it. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll get you inside because it is obviously freezing, as you could probably tell from our voices. And look forward to your match tonight.
I appreciate it.
The Spanish announce table.
Kurt Stallion with the Randy Orton answer. That was amazing, man. I don't think we've heard Randy Orton, and it makes a lot of sense. His answer did. That was really cool. I haven't met Kurt Stallion personally, but he sounds really fun to hang around with, and I'm glad he was able to join us on Cinco Preguntas. Got some insight into some of his favorite match there. It was interesting, and Tom had seen it before. I have not. I'm going to have to go check this one out, but let's keep things rolling. Let's let Tom introduce you to the next guest on Cinco Preguntas.
The Spanish announce table.
Spanish announce table, still here at Journey Pro, now joined by really the glue that holds Journey Pro together. Been hanging out backstage and really observing how my next guest has been kind of really putting together the whole show. I am joined by none other than Hoodie Howlett. Hoodie, how are you doing?
Hey man, I'm great. Show's going great. Everybody's having a good time. I mean, my match went great. I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah, you've been doing really awesome tonight. Really impressed with, especially being backstage, seeing how you're helping other guys, obviously helping out the people that were in your tag match. But let's get right into it. We're going to do cinco preguntas, because obviously this is a Spanish announce table, so that stands for five questions. Okay. It's the five questions we ask every guest that we have on the show. Perfect. First question for you, who is your favorite pro wrestler of all time?
Oh, man. I got to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Only because, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin is responsible for the moment that kind of solidified, like, that this is what I wanted to do for my life. Like, it was the Raw where Mankind, like, won the title against The Rock. Like, Austin came out and leveled The Rock with the chair. And I just remember that being, like, that reaction that gave me and gave all the, like, the people in the audience that night. It was just, like, it's something I'll never forget. And obviously, like, Austin's one of the biggest badasses to ever do it. So,
of course. So now the second question may lead into what we just got in the first answer, but the second question is, what is your favorite all-time pro wrestling match? And now that, so we interview a lot of different people in the pro wrestling industry, so you can answer this two ways. You could say, what's your favorite match that you've ever seen? And also, if you want to, what's been your favorite match you've ever been in?
As far as favorite match I've ever seen, if anybody knows me, WrestleMania 25, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker was my all-time. It is my all-time favorite match. I was actually there for that match. I like went to Houston with my friends, so I was like in the building that night, and it was this crazy, crazy momentum. Just watching those two guys just have their way with the audience that night and being a part of it was like something I'll never forget. And you know, I think that's probably the best wrestling match of all time. As far as my favorite match of all time, I gotta say, like, my match against Taku, that one sticks out to me just because obviously there's a lineage there, there's kind of a bloodline that I'm lucky enough to be a part of. You know, being Samoan and being a pro wrestler and looking up to Haku my whole life. I remember when I was a kid, my mom would tell me when I was watching wrestling, like she would tell me like who the guys were that were the same like race as me. Mm-hmm. And that Haku was just always a guy that like stuck out to me. So to get to wrestle against him, knowing that he's been in the ring with Andre the Giant and, you know, just some of the greatest to ever do it, like, that was something very, very special and something I'll never forget.
All right, question three. And again, you're giving great answers here that are leading right into the next question.
Good.
So the third question is, who's been your biggest influence in pro wrestling?
Wow, that is such a great question. I think my biggest influence, this is going to sound super cheesy, but I think that my biggest influence are the people that I've like grown up around and the people that I've like done this with. People like Dak Draper come to mind, people like the Regal Twins, people like Maverick, people, you know, like my brother Anaya. Like, this sounds super cheesy, but like, it's the people that you surround yourself with that like push you and drive you in this business. So like, to be able to be alongside those people and watch them do what they do at such a high level, like it's only like driven me and it's only influenced me to like go out and try to be as successful as I can with this. So that's a super corny answer, but like, that's the truth.
That's awesome. No, it's really good. Really insightful. Get to understand who you are a little bit better. So it's great. Fourth question, and now we've had guys and girls not choose to answer this question because of how the pro wrestling business is, but our fourth question is, what is your favorite pro wrestling term as far as like babyface, heel, kayfabe, things like that? What's your favorite term in pro wrestling?
My favorite term in pro wrestling is brother. Honestly, like that's a term that that gets thrown around a lot, but when I say it to people, it really means, and it, you know, brother can be girl or guy. Like, it can be anybody that I share the ring with or share this great industry with, that you know, that we all have like a camaraderie and we all have like this thing that we struggle through together. We get hurt together. We, you know, have successes and failures together. So brother is my favorite word in wrestling.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, now here's the curveball I've been telling everyone tonight. Okay. So we're going to book you to the top, right? Main event. Now, the main event can be whatever you want. It can be WrestleMania, can be AEW, can be Journey Pro.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is the storyline for a program where you and I face each other?
Oh, man. I feel like the storyline would start with, like, maybe you going on the radio or going on your show and you know, not accepting my answers as truth, you know? Maybe starting there and, you know, you're talking trash, and eventually I get sick of it. I come into the studio, I beat your ass a little bit, you know what I mean? Maybe you
all checks out.
Yeah, I think that's good, and then we really up the ante and you like hit my girlfriend with your car or something, and then we go from there.
Well, that could be just because I'm a bad driver, so I like it. Yeah,
awesome. I like it.
Hey man, well, it is freezing out here, starting to spit some cool. Raining. So let's get you inside. Thank you again so much for the time, yeah. And have a great night.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
The Spanish Announce Table.
Hoodie Hallett, another one who's been nothing but nice every time I've ever seen or ran into the guy. Always class, professionalism, and just friendly, right? Just seems like a cool guy. Tom may not have trusted your answers. You may need to bust in the studio and beat his ass, but please believe me, I believe you, Hoodie. I totally believe you. No need to kick my ass. Just kick Tom's ass, okay? But I do agree with Hoodie. WrestleMania 25 is my personal favorite. I love that match. I mean, it still stands the test of time. It was amazing when I saw it. That you were there, Hoodie, is amazing. I was there when Hoodie Hallett took on Haku. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that one was in the Turner Rec Center. Right here in KCK. So I really enjoyed that match a whole lot. I mean, you could see the emotion in Hoodie, and it was just Haku can still go, and he's still a tough son of a bitch. If anybody can find that, I don't know if that one's online somewhere. I'd have to check, but I believe that was billed under Metro Pro. Find that one, Haku, Hoodie Hallett, and just find Hoodie Hallett stuff on the internet and just watch what he does because he's awesome too. Tom is awesome. And the Spanish Announce Table is awesome, and we need to do more of these. These Cinco Preguntas will help us keep some content up for you guys, give you another peek inside the wrestling industry as infrequently as we can, being with my personal things holding us off for a while. So we appreciate you guys tuning in for this special edition, Cinco Preguntas of the Spanish Announce Table.
The Spanish Announce Table.